Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do women suffer more sports injuries than men? Are we more susceptible to sports injuries based on the particular sport that we play? Because, you know, women, we don't necessarily have to say we throw like a girl. We can play just as hard in some respects as men, but are we really more fragile? My guest is Dr. Stanley Herring. He is the team physician for the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Mariners, and he's a professor at the University of Washington. Welcome to the show, Dr. Herring. What do you see as the difference between men and women in athletics? Because we've seen some tough women players, you know, tough women tennis players and soccer players, and they don't look like they're any less tough than the men at all.
Melanie, great to be with you, and hopefully we can stamp out that stereotype of the weak female, or that the female athletes can't exert themselves because they're so fragile. I hope that we can see that go away and realize, you know what, they're no less athletic than men. And yes, there's differences. Some sports and some injuries are more common in females, but there is no question that they are as aggressive, active, and talented athletes as their male counterparts.
But what do we see that might be the sports injury differences? I mean, we've heard about ACL injuries in girls' soccer players that do not seem to be as prevalent in men's.
There's no question that there are some gender-specific issues, and you've brought up a perfect one. Tearing the anterior cruciate ligament in women's sports, such as soccer, is much higher than in men's sports. And there's a lot of discussion and research as to why that might be the case. One thing I would say, and that the ACL injury serves as an example, the idea of training women as you train men may need to be revisited. There may be certain lower extremity and core strengthening exercises and balance exercises that fit better in female training to prevent such injuries as an ACL than they do in men. And one of the problems is to quit training the genders the same and pay attention to specific conditioning, training, and rehabilitation issues in the female athlete.
What a great thing for you to say, Dr. Herring, because girls reach skeletal and physiological maturity earlier than boys do. So,
absolutely.
And beyond that, we have more body fat and less lean body mass. We have estrogen coursing through, and men have more androgens.
And women have different issues in terms of upper body strength. The mechanism of injury is often different. If you look at concussion, for example, concussions are a bigger percentage of injury in girls' sports than boys. And you know what? They often occur by different mechanisms.
And now, so tell us about those. Why do you think that is? Are we not getting the info out there to the women's sports? Are we not protected enough? Or is it our heads are a little softer or a little harder than men's?
are a little smarter than men's.
A little smarter, yes.
Listen, it may be, take basketball, for example. In high school basketball girls' players may be three times more likely to suffer a concussion. It's not just that they're more likely to suffer the concussion, the method of the concussion. Oftentimes, girls fall and hit their head on the ground. Boys' high school basketball players don't do that. So what's the answer? One answer for concussion prevention may be to train balance and core more in high school basketball playing females. We've got to get more specific about understanding what causes injuries in both genders and tailor the training and rehabilitation with that information. So the ongoing research is really critical.
So, okay, in the case of concussion, you said we're seeing more in women.
We're reporting more. The rate of concussion, now that we understand that people are looking harder, the reporting rate of concussion is higher. But if you look at sports, where boys and girls play by the same rules. Let's take high school basketball and high school soccer. The rate of concussions reported in girls' sports of those two sports is much higher than in boys every time.
Oh, I don't like to hear that because I have a girl soccer player. And
well, you know what? Yeah, listen, maybe the reported rate is higher because girls are more sensitive. Maybe the reported rate is higher because girls aren't being trained correctly, or frankly, maybe the reported rate is higher because girls are smarter than boys and they actually tell you when they have symptoms.
Well, there is something to that because women, we take care of all the people in our lives. We're the first ones to involve ourselves in the health care and get our spouses and people to go to the doctor anyway, women might be more likely to be in tune with their own bodies and report something odd or dizziness or any of those symptoms of concussion, whereas a guy is just going to go, if I tell somebody, they're not going to let me play.
Right, and this is a concussion brings an excellent opportunity to talk about the issue of gender differences in sport. I'm happy for the attention to concussion. It opens the opportunity to truly see if there are gender differences, and if there are, and I don't think that the jury is back on that yet, but if there are, try to understand why. Is it physiological? Is it due to other issues such as training and conditioning? But understanding and researching this and using concussion as an example of how female athletes deserve the same attention to the research, diagnosis, management, training and conditioning in sport as our male counterparts is a very exciting opportunity for sports medicine.
So because women have, you know, over the decades been more flexible than men, or we can put the word as lax now, Dr. Herring, because, you know, we have wider pelvises and these factors can affect our alignment and strength and movement of, you know, women in these sports. Whereas a guy is going to have that really much more secure pelvis, we have relaxin and hormones that make our pelvis like that so that we can give birth at some point. So what do you see we can do about these differences to make it a little bit more of a level playing field? Is changing the way we train women, but what is specifically do you mean by that?
Well, let's just take your example of the different lower extremity alignment, the different shaped pelvis, and the lower extremity alignment issues that go with that. So for female athletes who do lower extremity sports and maybe put their ACL at risk, well, you can't change the alignment. You can't change the physiology. So what does that leave you? It leaves you with changing the training and conditioning. So there is very good evidence that certain programs, pre-injury programs that address lower extremity strength, balance, and explosive speed do decrease anterior cruciate ligament injury. So you can, if you understand the physiology and you understand the differences in gender, you need to make training and conditioning programs and rehabilitation programs specific for the needs of that athlete. The idea of trying to fit a female athlete into a male athlete's training program may need and should be and is being revisited as we learn more about what we can do to specifically limit injury in sport, not just in male athletes, but in female athletes as well. So train your core, train your lower extremities, do upper extremity strength and conditioning training, and emphasize that for female athletes. Makes sense, hopefully decreases injury, and improves performance.
That's great that you say that, and we don't have much time, Dr. Herring, but where bone health is concerned. And some women are now playing contact sports, which they didn't used to. It was, you know, dance or maybe running. But now some of these sports are considered contact sports. Soccer, I've seen some pretty hefty run-ins. So what about our bone health? What would you like to tell the listeners about women and bone health in these sports?
Well, the good news in terms of contact and collision sports is one way to make bones stronger is to do weight-bearing exercise. But since you are doing contact and collision sport, and all overuse sport for that matter, the issue of bone health and in female athletes is really remains essential. So listen, it starts with nutrition. It starts with making sure that all the aspects of a young female athlete's development fall into place, you know, and that the female athlete understand that body image, body weight, proper nutrition, weight-bearing exercise are all important in making her as safe and healthy as possible to participate. So, yes, females do face unique issues, and if we can get over the starving yourself and making weight an issue and look at healthy activity, nutrition, and then routine and good medical care, hopefully we can address that problem early because you don't want to chase the bone health issue. You want to address it before it occurs.
And that is great information. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.